You are not alone. I am here with you. Only far away. I am here to stay. I don't know if that's how it actually goes, but you know what I mean. Welcome to the Beautiful Trainwreck, the show where keeping it real gets mildly offensive and awkwardly amusing. I am one of your hosts, Sarah.
What's up? I'm Jay.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you sure did.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
We're here back again for episode number 34.
Yeah. Can you believe it? I feel like we say, can you believe it?
Every time we say episode. That. And my answer still is no, I cannot.
It's a blessing, y'all.
It really is, which, you know, has been made possible by you guys. So thank you so much for listening. Continue to listen. You can also follow us on a few forms of social media. You can find us on Twitter at @_BTW podcast. You can find us on Instagram @TheBTW podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheBeautifulTrainwreck.
You can also email us your questions, concerns, comments, any kind of positive or negative feedback. Any feedback to us is positive feedback.
Yeah.
Had a chance to talk to somebody, some people.
Some humans.
About the show. So we'll get into that a little bit because it goes into some of the topics that we'll talk about today. But we do want to talk to you about where you can listen to us. You guys are listening to us right now, and we certainly appreciate that. Please understand that there are more than one ways to find us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be found on Google Play, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, and Spotify.
Yes. We're also working on a few things project-wise. I feel like we've said that a couple times, too. Looking to hit up that YouTube joint, right?
Yeah. Have you guys heard about this new thing? It's called YouTube.
I thought it was, yeah. I
mean, it's like brand new. It's like, yeah. I don't know, but they got all these people who post videos.
Hold on, should it not be confused with RedTube?
I know of RedTube. RedTube is like.
Let's be clear.
Yeah. I watch RedTube on days that end in Y.
We're not going to clarify what any of that means if in the event that you do not know. So,
yeah.
We're
just it's the site where you. No, I'm just kidding. Yes.
But yeah, so that's what's going on with us. Some things that we want to talk about today. We're going to go over what we did, what we've been up to over the past 7 days, not here. And we're also going to know a couple topics, things that made us raise our eyebrow, a single eyebrow.
But people's eyebrow.
Yeah, yeah. And kind of just expose it for you guys.
Yeah.
It being the topics.
Yes. Well, you know, we want to bring you guys insight into our lives and hope that we can reflect any of the thoughts, concerns, and feelings that you guys might be having because, you know, we are all one, believe it or not.
I was going to say, like, I was going to hit it with the, you know, it helps reiterate the fact that you are not alone. I am here with you. Only far away. I am here to stay. I don't know if that's how it actually goes, but you know what I mean. You are not. Sorry.
See, now you're just doing octave shit, and yeah. I can't.
I am here with you.
You're always
in my heart. Okay.
Yeah.
But yes.
Check the archives for the Michael Jackson episode.
Yeah. Which, did that song make it onto one of the lists?
I don't know. That was so yesterday. Wait, who sang that? What's that pop song, So Yesterday? Is that Ashley Simpson?
I don't know.
You don't know pop music?
I mean, I do, but I don't recall Ashley Simpson that well.
I thought you was a real one.
I mean, I am, so that's why I listen to real music.
Just going to shit on my music preference. I don't particularly like the song. Let's just be very clear about that, but. Well, we digress. We're trying to limit our digressions.
Our derailments that we have per episode.
That this train wreck has.
Yeah.
So, but one of the things we want to start off talking about is our week in review. I know sometimes we talk about it and sometimes we don't. The fact of the matter is sometimes we're just not that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Why do we have a podcast? I don't know.
But yo, I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen to it yet, but for all of our hip hop heads out there, check out last week's episode.
Yes.
We were fortunate enough to have Gerard and Trey on talking about all things hip hop, everything we love about hip hop, everything that we feel as if has gone tragically awry with hip hop. And yeah, what moves us as far as that genre of music goes? Because it's a culture.
Absolutely. It is a culture. And definitely, you know, to clarify, well, there's a couple of things I definitely want to clarify about hip hop in general, but certainly the episode. But one, we'll talk about, well, some of the feedback that we've gotten is the fact that, you know, we say hip hop music. In a lot of ways, we do mean rap music because we understand hip hop is... It is a culture, and it's comprised of other elements. You know, you
right.
have the
DJing,
the b-boying, graffiti, fashion. Right. You know, but we talk about music, the rapping, and everything, because that's something that, you know, in a lot of ways that we can all relate to, and so that's one thing that we felt strong enough that we wanted to bring an episode about. So thank you all for your feedback. I definitely want to keep the conversation going about some of the things that we talked about. Once again, as Sarah said, shout out to the homie Gerard and Trey, a.k.a. Yeah. Koopa from the Hip Hop Heads podcast. Definitely be sure to check them out on a bunch
SoundCloud.
Of different sort of, yeah, they're on SoundCloud. I think they're on iHeartRadio, iTunes. Yeah. And so they can be found at H Cubed.
Yeah, but spelled out. So it's H-C-U-B-E-D podcast.
Yes.
Hip Hop Heads podcast.
Yes, definitely worth the listen. They do album reviews. They talk about hip hop in general, and they have a more holistic approach, I guess.
They really do comprehensive health.
Yeah, so it's a good listen
as far as hip hop goes. So.
One thing I did want to touch on real quick though about last week's episode, I was listening to what Gerard talked about his one of his first albums was the Marshall Mathers LP. So I went back because obviously it's a classic, and you know sometimes I get Marshall Mathers LP with mixed up with the Slim Shady LP. So I gave it a listen, right? And one of the things that I was reminded of is that one of the first tracks on that album is Kill You.
Yes.
And so can you just imagine sitting there with your uncle?
He's 10 years old.
Yeah, sitting there with your uncle as you slut, you think I'm gonna choke no whore till the vocal cords don't work in the throat no more? I was like, wow.
You don't. Wanna fuck with Shady?
Cause why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you.
Yeah,
it's, and then he laughs.
Yeah.
He laughs.
Yeah,
well, but it was that song where that a blood stain turns orange, but that's normal after you watch it 3 or 4 times, ain't it, Norman?
Yeah, that's
something like that. But like,
and you can't help but smile because some of the stuff that Eminem says is just. Off, you know, and even still, he's still doing it.
Diabolical, man.
Yeah, he's still doing it. I think definitely one of the best MCs out there. So you know, once again, thanks to Gerard for sharing that story. And you know, we'd love to hear from you guys. Definitely reach out to us and tell us what your first albums are, what your first memories of hip hop are. We are in the group text today that we had of the show last week. We talked about, or I sent a picture of the first album I had. If it's on tape, the Dougie Fresh Oh My God album, it was on tape. So it was, you know, it was kind of cool. Kind of made a brother nostalgic, but you know.
It's all good stuff. And that's the beauty of, for me at least, music in general, is that it's usually tied to a memory and, or, you know, an emotion or something like mm-hmm. that. And so the fact like, being the emotional human that I am, believe it or not, I'm not completely dead inside. Hmm. I appreciate music that makes me feel something.
Absolutely.
That evokes some sort of emotion out of me. And hip hop does that,
right.
As does R&B.
Yeah.
I'm that person that can work out to R&B, but
yeah.
You know,
so
that's just me.
So be sure to check out last week's episode. It's there.
It is.
If you look for it,
you'll
find it.
And, you know, I guess disclaimer, because of how passionate all of us are, it's one of our longer episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, buckle in.
If you're passionate about music the way that we are,
yeah,
definitely check it out.
Yeah, so. Give it a good listen.
Yeah. So, Sarah.
Yes.
How was your week?
My week was great, actually.
Good.
I mean, it was fine work-wise. Nothing too cray-cray, be up in that bitch. But I had the honor of going to a holiday party with my bestie, Adrian.
Hey.
It was her work party holiday. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it now that I think about it.
Let's just say that she works and...
Okay, either way, let's...
She's gainfully employed.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Like, it was... I can tell you where it was. Like, it was at Nats Park, which was awesome. And, like, you walk into... I'm not super into baseball, and I was raised an O's fan, but I support the Nats. Baseball for me isn't nearly what it means to you, Jay.
Yes. Fans slash Jay.
But that stadium is just beautiful. It's beautiful. and to pull up and like walk into the empty, like walk into empty Nats Park, you know what I mean? And see it in all its glory.
Mm.
It was cool. It was a really cool feeling. But what I loved is that not only was the photo booth fun, but we had access to the batting cages.
Yeah, girl.
And that was awesome.
I bet.
there was, and I'm thinking like it's a pitching machine, right?
Uh-huh.
Nah, man, they got like live pitching down
actual
there.
Actual dudes there?
Yeah, yeah. Suited and booted, like getting ready to, you know, like they were throwing pitches at us. Now, obviously, wow. No heat on nothing.
Yeah.
But, I went 10 for 10 my first round through.
So I'm telling you, look, you should pick up.
Just don't tell T.
Oh, yeah.
T, don't listen to this.
Yeah. No, you should definitely be on somebody's pickup league. Somebody should recruit you, just like we try to do. Like.
And then I fake on you hardcore, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah. yeah. Because I feel like I'm too old for that. Anyway.
Yes.
No, so that's awesome.
It's, yeah, it was good. Cool. Yeah. And then we got to go out afterward. We went. We actually ended up at Penn Commons, believe it or not.
Penn 15 Commons?
Yeah. Our meeting place for the Wizards, which, oh my God, I'll talk about that too.
Mm.
Yeah. So that was fun. Got to meet up with Lindsay and Jason, the newlyweds, the Priors.
Wow.
So that was cool. They were up for her birthday celebration.
Yeah. Happy born day.
Yeah. And then I spent the majority of today dead because we didn't get home until 2 a.m., which is something that I'm too damn old for. No, right. And we were both exhausted.
Yeah.
I spent the better part of today sleep.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you made it.
Me too, man.
That you made it. I'm glad that you had the chance to do that, to experience that. Not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a pretty fun event. Yeah. And I felt bad for, I guess, the security because, they pretty much just stood around outside freezing their butts off, taking pictures and everything for all these finely dressed humans. Like, can you take a picture of us? And it's just like, yes.
Yes.
I'll talk more about that too later. But yeah. More so off pod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's good. That's
how awesome. Was your week?
My week was good. My week was pretty good. Stephanie and I, aka my girlfriend, I love you. We had a chance to sneak in a date night in the middle of the week.
Oh my God, that's right.
So it was really cool because I didn't know at work if I would be able to get out on time to be able to. We wanted to get out and see a movie, right?
Yeah.
And one of the movies that we wanted to see for a long time, but we just kind of drag our feet because, you know, it's a movie, is The Hate U Give. So I don't know if you guys have seen the trailers for this. It, you know, it's really good. It's this young lady and her, I'm not giving away too much because the premise of it is, you know, but this young girl, this black girl, she's, you know, with her friend and her friend gets killed by the police. And yeah, so. And it's not a comedy.
I'm about to say.
It's definitely not a comedy.
Wait, and it's clearly fictional, obviously.
It's clearly, yeah, because that never happens.
That does not
absolutely
happen.
Does not happen in real life.
Yeah.
It is a very powerful film. And in fact, I told you, I don't know, was it the night of or probably the day after?
You told me the night of. I think that's what you're going to go see. Uh-huh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it is absolutely worth seeing. I recommend it. Now, I'm understanding and talking to other people about it. It's also a book. I didn't get a chance to read the book because who reads?
Yeah.
But seeing the movie, it is definitely a great film. I think it's eye opening. It's certainly it's thought provoking. Mm-hmm. It certainly will start a discussion. If you know anybody out there, or depending on you know what you know about you know the whole Blue Lives Matter and all that kind of stuff, definitely just watch this movie and then have a conversation with somebody that you disagree with. You know, no matter what side that you are, but. It's one of those movies. One of the things that I really liked about it, and this is not Mike's movie moment.
Oh, I want to know what he thinks about it.
Well, we'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the things that I really like is movies like Get Out or Black Panther. There's a lot of symbolism.
Right.
So something happens and it represents something
else.
Something that happens in society, you know. But with this movie, it's like fairly straightforward. You know, something happens, somebody's curious about it, and it's explained like black and white.
Yeah,
you know,
literally.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah. Ew.
So it's just, it's very profound on several levels, and I absolutely recommend it. Once again, I'm not a big movie buff, and, you know, a date night for a movie cost me like $73. I'd like two tickets to see this
without
movie, please.
Tax.
Yeah. Like, that'll be $89.
Okay.
Can I use my student discount?
Yeah.
But absolutely. So that was one of the best things, best movies I've seen. And I was glad that I could see that with Stephanie, aka my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, and now she got upset about it, to the point where she's like surprised that it happens or whatever. But my thing is, man, how many times have you seen videos of
right
injustice happening? And I'm not in any way trying to demonize police officers. Don't get me wrong. That's not what's going on. But people tend to turn a blind eye to the fact that things like this happen in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that you'll see happen. It's like, oh, man, damn, it's crazy that happens or whatever. But it's until it happens to somebody, you know, that's right. when you take it seriously. And that's something that needs to stop. So I 100% recommend it. Check it out. It's probably on its way out of theaters now, but it's been in theaters for over a month now.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm bad at movies.
But definitely if it comes on demand or something like that, you know,
check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So another thing that I did, and sorry, I'm like dominating this segment.
Nah, my bad. Get after it.
But we had I can't even really say it's Friendsgiving. Can you have Friendsgiving in December? No, right?
Look, you're going to have Friendsgiving and Thanksgiving in December if people are listening to Christmas music in November. So, yes.
Okay.
Have a Friendsgiving in December.
Okay. Well, we had a Friendsgiving
slash...
for all
the heathens that do that shit.
The heathens, yeah. A holiday potluck over at the homie David and Paula's place. Mm-hmm. It's the 7th annual holiday party, so it's always great to get together and catch up with people that I haven't seen in quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I was actually talking to one of the people who I hadn't seen in a while about how great it is the fact that you're able to get together with people and catch up with them and see how they've grown, you know, and also talk about how important it is to be able to do that because people get busy and yeah. people's lives change. I mean, you talk about how from the first year
there it is,
yeah, how the faces change. It's like, man, like so-and-so, like, what are you doing now? It's like, oh, man, I just started my job in this, you know? Yeah. And then catch up with them. Like, yeah, now I'm my second year of management and stuff, yeah. you know? Oh, yeah, we're married. We got kids now, you know? So it's always...
And people, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's always a humbling thing. So definitely shout out to them. I don't know if they're going to listen because they got their hands full with not one but two little lives
yes, yeah.
of their own. But it's always a humbling experience to be able to be around, you know, people that you know and love. And And Sarah, you were missed, but I understand that you were, you know, doing things too.
So. Yeah, I mean, and it was really, I kid you not. It was one of the things I was looking forward to going to, but me being the human that I am, and not realizing how it dates on the calendar work, I was like, oh crap, this is at the same time.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
But
that's okay. It's always, always next year.
Yeah, believe me. Your girl had fun last night.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the most important part.
Which we'll also go into in our next topic of stuff that we're too old for.
Yes, indeed. So, well, now we want to move into the next part. Yeah. Is this the sports section?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get this shit out the way.
Yeah. Well, do we want to do weather first or do we want to do
I want the news, not the weather. Do you remember that joint?
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Okay, anyway. But yes, sports. Sports, 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 sports. So in case you guys missed it, we still hate the Redskins. I've been talking to a couple people over the past week or so.
Wait, are you talking about the ethnic group or the Washington football team?
The Washington football team.
Just to be racistly clear.
Right.
racistly clear.
Yeah. And like one of my friends is like, oh man, I wish we could go to the game together. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to that game.
Your friend has a name.
She does.
It's not like we haven't heard it before. That's all right. We're not going
to
out her.
I know. And like I was talking to someone else and they're like, he's a Giants fan. I was like, yo, are you going to the game? He goes, oh my God, yeah. He's like, are you? I'm like, nah, man.
Fam.
I hope the Giants demolish the Washington Redskins because...
You got your wish.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it's so funny because you see people like continuously trying to be like, hey, Sarah, let's go watch the game. I'm like, dude, I'm not watching this game.
Right.
I have no desire to watch this game. But it's always funny because... And believe me, I was of this mindset too when I first said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to support them like I did last year. I want to like really kind of take this wellness break and distance myself from them. I didn't think I could do it.
Mm, yeah.
I really didn't because of how much the Redskins have meant to me over the past years. And just in general, like how much football is such a social part of my life and such a big part of my life. But the fucking Redskins keep giving me reasons to not want to pay attention to them.
Right. Yeah.
Like I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And I want to go into the fact that like a lot of people are like, well, there's a lot of other things to it, Sarah. I'm like, you know what? I'm not saying you don't have to, I'm not asking you to not watch the Redskins or not support them.
That would be not fair to, you know.
Yeah. All I know is me as a person, I don't feel good about it. And just when I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I can get past it, something else happens.
Yep.
And I kid you not, it was maybe a month or two ago. It was still, yeah, obviously it was still really early in the season. I was like, well, maybe I'll just sit in my house and watch the Redskins game with my Jordan Reed jersey on. Maybe just to see, you know.
Just a tip.
Just to see how it feels. Yep. And then I can't remember what happened, but I was like, no, fuck you guys. Like, I can't. Mm. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So, again, it just, this week, it happened more and more like, oh, are you going? Oh, let's go. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because call me elitist or whatever the hell you want to call it, they don't deserve my fandom.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that you just said is when other people come to you and like, no, come on, let's watch this or whatever. And you've kind of explained your stance. One of the things that you and I have been talking about, especially in the past like weeks or so, is the whole concept of empathy.
Yeah.
And when people say that, it's their inability to be able to understand your stance and respect your stance.
Right.
You know, it's like there are football fans all over the place. And I say, I don't watch football. And it's a respectful thing. I'm like, oh, why the fuck you watch football? But no, it's never like that.
No, it's, you like, know? I can't believe it. And it's like, no, right. I just don't. I'm not watching it.
Right. Sports brings families together, brings communities together. I will never take away the impact that sports has. But when I tell you that I don't want to watch sports, and you want to probe me as to why, and you know, I'll tell you why, but there's no expectation on my end for you to do the same.
Right.
Like, do what you feel.
I'm not sitting here criticizing you. I'm like, oh God, that's stupid. I can't believe you still do this. It's like, nah, bro, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah. And then you have to, And then I have to like spend the time and like, I don't want to make it seem like it's chore to have the discussion with somebody.
Right.
And I also don't want to make it that type of rant that I'm going on right now. But I'm just saying, like, people need to take a step back and understand, like, can I understand where this person's coming from? Mm-hmm. And especially with what's been going on in with their pickup with Reuben Foster. Man. And I think listening to last week's episode, I think we said something like Kareem Hunt had been picked up by the Redskins.
Yeah.
I think at one point that was just
a rumor discussion, whatever. Yeah. So obviously, yeah.
At this point, it wouldn't surprise us.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, the fact that like it could even be a possibility. Or again, let's look at it this way too, because I am going to take it there. We lose two quarterbacks within how many weeks of each other? Like two or three?
Two, yeah.
And we pick up Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson. But yet, and again, yes, there's getting into the fact, does, you know, Colin Kaepernick even figure into the offense and blah, 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 blah. Right. I understand that these are all valid points. However, I feel like I'm saying the same thing when it comes to Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson. As for me, I'm going to kind of play it in the way it's like, though I haven't been watching this season, I know enough about the sport in general that's like, okay, well, you're going to pick up these two guys, but you're not even going to take a look at Kaepernick.
Yeah. The concept is trash. Yeah. To us on the outside, it doesn't make sense. And I think to a lot more people, it doesn't make sense either. There's probably way too much money to lose for anybody within the organization to speak more of it than Kaepernick is taboo in the NFL.
So it's I mean, just add it to the list of reasons. No, it's not the only reason why I don't watch the Redskins. You know, there's plenty more reasons.
There's more reasons not to watch them.
Yeah. Than, you know. So I just can't do it.
Right.
I don't feel good for me to sit back and watch this happen. Yeah. So I mean, choose not to.
Shout out to the seasons that made us proud to follow the burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
I remember what it was like. And I don't want to go too hard on it, but I remember what it was like growing up watching the Super Bowl in 91.
Oh my God.
Well, 91 with Mark Rippon, but also in 87 with Doug Williams, and how proud my grandfather was to say that it was a black quarterback.
Yep.
Yes. Believe it or not, guys, that is a thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure it would be the same for any ethnic group. You know, if it was a Latino quarterback, Aaron Hernandez.
Oh my God. Wow.
No,
but yeah, I mean, so that's just something that I wanted to talk about again briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in more devastating personal news, the Wizards made some moves and decided to break my heart.
shatter it into pieces.
I feel personally attacked by the Washington Wizards. Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because the Wizards, they like, they FaceTimed you and they looked you in the eyes.
And said, "We're about to kill your soul, Sarah." And the funny thing is, okay, for those of you who don't know, the Wizards traded Jason Smith to the Milwaukee Bucks.
11-year NBA vet, Colorado State.
And played with the likes of who?
Allen Iverson for one season, that season that he came back to the Sixers.
Yeah.
And he played with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
So these are two Hall of Fame point guards. So I think Jason Smith probably knows a thing or two about, you know, leadership and being on a team with a good culture.
I catch a lot of crap for being such a big Jason Smith fan. But the reason why I really am is because for those of you who are true Wizards fans or just watch him when he did get some good playing time about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. is that the kid came off the bench and, man, he gives everything.
Right.
He gives everything. And he very much so was a role player. It's like he can relieve a big man or a four and put up some serious numbers. You know, he was just an overall contributor. Like, not only did he contribute on the court, you could tell he was that guy that people went to off the court too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he just very much so was an emotional leader. And then, like I said, when he did come in, he put in the work. Now, over time, the state of the Wizards in general has tragically declined. And you can even see it in him. That's how I knew it was getting bad. Mm. Because you could see his body language on the bench, you know, just not be
still,
what it was.
Still, yeah, yeah.
Still doing it.
Still,
you know?
Upbeat, but still, you know, but it's like, kind of like something's missing.
Yeah,
so.
But honestly, man, like, on the, like, for real, like, this move hurts. Because now with the emergence of your favorite person, Thomas Bryant.
Oh, he's definitely the emotional leader on the team.
Isn't that, he's 12. It's like such a weird statement.
I don't fuck with him. I'm going to be a critic of him, especially playing the center position, but go ahead.
And like, I get that. Okay, fine. He can be an emotional leader, but again, like, I have a hard time conceptualizing that people are going to look to him to kind of bring things down. You know what I mean? And they, like you said it the other night when Jason got in, like, he pretty much prevented Oubre from getting a tech.
He sure did.
Is Thomas Bryant going to step into that role?
I feel like Thomas Bryant is that dude who's going to be like, no matter what, I got your fucking back.
Right. Which, fine. Great. But at the same time, like, he's going to hand you the switchblade.
Right. Right. Right.
You know?
Shankle.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I feel this move, and I understand why they did it. You know, I'm not that dumb when it comes to the purpose of or the business of basketball and professional sports, but clear up some money, all that good stuff. But you guys pretty much just traded away the only remaining positive thing you had on that team.
Right. Yeah. Well, seemingly the only positive thing.
Yes. Like,
we can't see what happens behind the scenes. But yeah, it's
So
certainly sad to see him go. Certainly sad. I mean,
I love to watch him leave. Ayo.
The strongest memories I have are of that playoff, the season when John Wall hit that game winner against Boston.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's when he was playing. You know,
he was Jason contributing.
Smith was getting clocked. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And you know who wasn't?
Ellis Island, huh?
You know who wasn't playing? Yan Mahimi.
Oh.
Ian.
Ian, yeah.
So. Well,
I don't know. So, look, I'm still going to be a Wizards fan, as are you.
Right.
I still want to get out to check out games while they're still on the, you know. Had a devastating loss to Cleveland. Not a strong team. I didn't give as much attention to the team to the game as I,
right.
I normally do. But it's devastating, and it's hard to keep your spirits up, especially when you invest yourself so much into sports, which makes me think about maybe I should just be doing some other stuff.
No, sports are a huge part of my life, and I'm not gonna apologize for it. It's just they mean so much to me.
Right. Yeah. I just want a better product, and I know that we're capable of doing that. So.
So, Jason Smith, since we know you're an avid listener, we would just like to thank you for your years of service.
Yes.
In the District of Columbia with the Washington Wizards. You will always be a part of DC family, man. Always and forever.
Hey, look, when you come back, man, I'm going to give you that standing O that I gave Gortat.
Oh, my God. Yo, you deserve the video tribute.
Yes.
He deserves a video tribute. Yeah. Gortat does not deserve a video tribute.
Well, for all the personal interest content that they have on the big screen, I mean, yeah. You could tell that Jason Smith was well-liked within the organization among the team, you know? So we're just not going to watch any of that. They probably don't have any material to use now.
I'm just going to cry.
Yeah.
Sit here and cry.
Don't get any tears on the equity.
Tears.
Yeah.
My salty white tears.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're too old to be crying.
I know. I see what you did there. Clever girl.
Yeah. One of the things that Sarah and I have been talking about, especially recently, are things that we're just too old for.
Yeah.
And what do we mean by that? Well, truth be told, Sarah and I are in our 30s. And some things we just can't do.
I don't know how some people do it anymore, guys.
Now, you and I, even though we didn't really know each other when we were going to undergrad, we had our days.
Yeah.
We used to be able to do things that we just simply can't do anymore.
No.
And so now we're going to go down the list, even though Sarah hates lists, of things that we just can't do anymore.
It can't happen.
We are too old for.
So one of my things that I'm too damn old for is pretty much staying out past, I put it midnight.
But midnight, yeah.
Yeah, midnight is usually where I legit, and man, Cinderella, right? It was Cinderella.
Yeah.
That movie becomes so much more relevant in my older age than when I was a kid. I will turn straight up into a pumpkin.
Be back by midnight, like shit, 10:20 tops.
Yeah, right? Watch me. Yeah. You know, it's just so funny when you're a kid, and by a kid, I mean like living at home, parents like, your curfew's this time. You're like, whatever, mom. Things are just getting started. Now you're like, shit. Okay. If I make it till midnight, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's how I know I did it.
Yeah.
I did a thing. Yeah.
You know, to a certain extent, I am like that. It depends on what I'm doing. Like if I'm going out and I'm spending time with friends, like I feel like, okay, I can do that. I can go out and I can enjoy myself and
right.
Yeah, maybe I'll get back at 2. Maybe I'll get back at 3, you know, because it's also not every day.
Right. But usually when I go out with you guys, it's like, okay, I'm staying out till like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
it. I know. Yeah. And you know yourself too. But.
I do.
Well, hopefully at least you're having a good time.
Oh, definitely.
Like, twisting your arm or nothing.
No. Like I know what I'm getting into. It's just like.
Yeah.
But again, I have to mentally prepare for it.
Yeah.
I can't just be like, okay, mm-hmm. if I'm going out with a squad tonight, then that means I need to take a nap right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Got it. To, yeah.
I need to take that pre-gaming now turns into a nap as opposed to actually consuming alcohol prior to leaving.
Yeah. Which, and a lot of times you still do both anyway.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, it's cost effective.
It is. You know. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. It's called being smart, guys.
Yeah. Being smart.
And that's one thing I'm too old for too, is spending a grip out at the bar.
Well, yeah. Well, some of these bar prices, man, yeah. They kind of hit you.
They do.
They hit you pretty hard. And, but I just think about, well, one of the things that I can't do and I find that I'm too old to do also is just going out like back to back to back.
Oh, my God.
Now, the last time we did that and probably the last time we'll probably do it for a while is when we were in New York.
Yeah.
But we kind of like geared up
again,
for that.
Yeah. About preparing for it.
Yeah. We had to throw our sleep schedule off.
Yes.
You know, I don't remember. I don't think I took a nap. I might have taken a nap. I don't know. But
I took a nap.
I know you did because you were just like, yo, I'm out.
Well, okay. Again, it's all about knowing myself. Mm-hmm. I can take a solid hour nap and be good.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I did it. I feel rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Let's open that. Yeah.
Stop it.
Ready to cock block for Norma. Yeah.
Still the most enthusiastic I've ever heard about anything.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Norma, we love you.
We do love you, Norma.
Shout out to Lynn, too.
Yeah. They're out there tearing it up right now.
That's right.
But yeah, so that's one thing I'm definitely mm-hmm. too old for.
And another thing about that, though, is also if we're in another country or something like that, I can do that, too. But obviously, naps will probably be. I don't mean the hair. I mean, like, intermittent sleeping.
Right. But you know what's funny? You know who's the big correlation is with these here going out shenanigans?
Who?
Philip. With one L.
Yeah, Philip. Yeah. Yeah.
So pretty much, I'm too old to be going out with Philip.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how he does it.
I'm sure if you work his job, you'll find out.
That's true. That's yeah. true. But yeah. Damn, man. A lot of the mischief and the late ass nights usually involve Philip being around.
Right. Right. Well, speaking of mischief, some of the things that happen sometimes is you know, you have too much and you,
oh my God.
You know, you're doing your thing and then you get politely asked to leave.
Politely. Oh my
God. Or right? Accosted by security.
Yeah.
And ordered to leave. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely told to be getting kicked out.
It is. It's never a good look to get kicked out of a bar or a club or wherever you're at. But sometimes it's just simply unavoidable. And by that, don't judge me by saying, hey, you know, anybody's avoidable. You can avoid that or whatever. No. Because certain places have certain policies.
Right.
And everywhere is different.
Yeah.
And point taken, you and I may or may not have been out to a local establishment.
May or may not. TBD.
Yeah. To where... you went, let's just say, Sarah, you were there with me.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can imagine this. Got it.
Okay.
I'm there.
So we go out together. We're having a good time. And we join some people who are already there and who have already had some spirits.
Yeah, spirits. Some libations.
Libations. And so what ends up happening is, you know, sometimes when people are excited and they have a good time, they, you know, they're
out there living
way.
Life.
They're out there living their, whether it's their best or their worst life.
And they're living.
They're doing it, right?
Living life.
They're doing it. Well, sometimes people get a little bit...
I mean, whatever.
This is not a judgment or whatever.
No,
you know.
No, and that's the thing. Like, it was just time to go.
Yeah.
It was time to go.
Right.
But what really irritated me is what they were accusing him of doing, which is why they kicked him out.
Oh, see, I don't think that's I got part of it.
Oh, yeah. That's the part that really annoyed me.
Are you allowed to?
Yeah, because they were trying to say that they received multiple complaints about people from our table that were grabbing ass and grabbing women's boobs.
Oh, that's very interesting.
That was the exact word that law enforcement decided to tell us. Because I was like, wait, you know, I understand that it was time for him to go home. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, no, you guys need to go too. And we're like, why?
Yeah, like we had literally, we hadn't been there more than an hour.
No, and I was like, why? And he goes, well, we got multiple complaints saying that people here from the table were touching women inappropriately. And he said, like, you know, grabbing ass and grabbing boobs. And I was like, that didn't happen.
Right, yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't see that to be the case or whatever.
And then Gerard pops up and he's like, so you guys were cool with the older lady just over here molesting us the entire time.
She was, this older woman.
She got me a couple times.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had not thought about that, but she came up and she was like trying to like drag me over to dance or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, you know,
please don't.
Yeah. Like I appreciate it, but I actually just came here to chill. I wasn't, you know, I didn't come here for all that.
And then what also like I was talking to him about it. What gets me is like, okay, fine. I don't know about you, but they were grilling us the entire time we were there.
Yeah, they were.
So you mean to tell me you didn't see any of that happen? You know what I mean? Like, stop that.
Right.
Don't do that.
Well, one of the things, and we talked about this, and it actually really bothered me.
Yeah.
So first of all, I mean, and I swear, if you're listening to this for the first time or whatever.
This is our tangent of the day, guys.
No, well, not even really a tangent, because I don't really have much against law enforcement, okay?
Right.
But I want to say, so the person who asked us to leave was a law enforcement officer. He was a cop. He was a police officer, okay? And in discussing with him, like, you know, whether we had to... Well, we knew that we had to leave, but I was just like, hey, like, is there a way that we can just go somewhere else in here? Because we pretty much just got there.
Yeah.
You know, we were catching up with people, but we just got there. And in the discussion with the officers, this dude would not look me in my fucking face.
No.
And I'm like... Dude, I'm really just trying to have a conversation with you. But he just like wasn't having it. You know, he's being like avoidant or whatever, being short or whatever. Like, I'm not trying to get out of this. I'm just trying to get clarity.
Right.
You know, and his job. For some of you people who, you know, Blue Lives Matter and everything, like, oh, it's not his job to give you clarity. He did his job, so you need to get the fuck out. Okay. But understand, at the end of the day, we are human. And we're having human interaction. Right. And I'm just trying to understand why I'm being asked to leave for something that I didn't do wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whatever their policy is, I don't know that because I don't frequent that place.
Right.
So you need to understand that, you know, at the end of the day, like, talk to each other. You know what I mean? Look me in my eye.
Right.
If I'm supposed to trust you to protect me, then at least I can have a conversation with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm sorry that whoever, you know,
something
he was asked to
down
leave.
The line, yeah.
I'm sorry if there's anything that I did to make them feel that they were in danger. But at the same time, I just want to know why I'm being asked to leave.
Because he did the same thing to me when I asked. I was like, so wait, why do we have to leave? He was like, oh, well, and like just got all buck with me. I'm like, first off, what I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, dude, we're probably the same age.
Right.
Why can't we just have a conversation? I'm not coming at you sideways or anything. I'm like, well, fuck you, officer. Why do I need to leave? I didn't do anything. I'm just like, wait, hold on. Like, we just got here. Mm-hmm. You saw that we just got here. Why is it that we can we stay? Like, not like,
yeah,
you know. And he was just, no, blah 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 blah. Like, it was okay. All right, fine.
Yeah. All right. We'll step. I'll tell you one thing though, and I don't think I shared this with you, but I really don't ever want to go back there.
Oh.
I like. Okay. I don't. Okay. I feel disrespected, and I don't really do well with disrespect. Yeah. So there's that. That's a small tangent, like we said. Yes. But we're too old for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, yes, we're too old for that situation to have happened. But, and again, in his defense, you know, there's different levels of, like, no one should ever be getting kicked out of the bar for being too intoxicated.
Right.
We get that. But the way in which that it was happening, like, honestly, they were just dancing on the dance floor.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like he was over there grabbing ass or being inappropriate with people, because he really wasn't.
Right.
That's not how he is. That's not who he is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Not even kind of. Yeah. And that's the part that just like really irritated me. Like, you guys legit were grilling us the entire time we were there. You're throwing this accusation at us, but yet you're completely cool with this older woman who you saw touch everyone.
Yeah.
In
trying to get me to dance, yes. Gerard to dance.
Yeah,
you
same
to
thing
dance.
With me. Yeah, yeah. Like, no.
Yeah.
But yet again, this conversation that we're trying to have with you, you're being very disrespectful about it.
Right. Yeah. So I don't feel that I need to be around in that situation.
I would
prefer to go somewhere that I feel respected.
That's, yeah.
You know,
well, yeah.
As a human being. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. That is, I can completely empathize with that and yes. understand that.
Yes. Thank you for your understanding.
So, well, and that's another thing too, as far as things that we're too old for is, you know, immature conversations.
Right.
You know, like being in the middle of a conversation and feeling the need to disrespect someone while trying to have a constructive conversation is not cool, which I feel like he was doing, you know?
Right.
And, you know, kind of, as we've seen that a lot recently, you
yeah.
know?
And I think it kind of gets in the way too, especially when you're trying to talk to somebody. Not everybody's going to know that you're honest, and not everybody's going to know your intention and wanting to talk to them. But in whoever it is that you talk to, sometimes you just have to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to respect you, you know?
Well, you would hope.
You would hope. And when you don't get that respect, then it's like, okay, well, now I got to step off now, you know?
Yeah.
And to a certain level, you kind of lose faith in humanity.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, if one of the things, like if I'm having a conversation with you, I know that for the most part, like you're listening to me. You know
yes.
what I mean? Because we're talking. I mean, that shoot, this podcast is built on that.
Exactly.
You know, and it's called the element of being able to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and talking for understanding, not listening just to respond.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's what I respect about conversation. But as we learn, that sometimes that's not always granted.
No.
And so the way that I react to that, and I've actually had to condition myself to react this way, is that, you know, you're not deserving of my, I don't want to say conversation. I don't hold myself in higher regard to anybody, but at the same time, I don't think enough people think of themselves and the conversations that they have with people and the interactions as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift to be able to have this conversation with you. It's a gift for me to be able to have this conversation with you. It's a gift to have any conversation with Stephanie.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's a choice.
Yes.
She doesn't have to have a conversation with me.
Nope.
You don't have to be here. You got plenty of other things you could be doing right now.
I could be asleep.
You know? Yeah, you could be asleep. Yeah. But, and so if you're having a conversation, especially if it's something that you might be interested in, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just give them your attention, you know? And if not, then just step off.
Well, and that's the thing. Like you said, it just goes back down to like respect.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think I operate in this way, in which I believe I do. I don't have to like you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But as a human, I will respect you.
Right. Right.
You know, you are a human. I am no better than you.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
Just because you're not in my life in that type of way doesn't mean I'm going to disrespect you.
Right.
I will, again, still hold respect for you as a human being.
Right. And I think, you know, this also goes back to something that we talked about earlier and something that we talk about for the past months or so, but certainly just the whole empathy.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I feel like it's important that we respect one another, and this, I'm not really trying to get too like, you know, deep or whatever, but I also think the reality is that we don't know the person's struggle who we're talking
right.
to. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what your journey was. I don't know what your past is. I don't know the trauma that you've had. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know your successes and I don't know your failures. So at the same time, I'm going to talk to you, and it doesn't even have to come up, but at the same time, I'm going to respect you as a human because I know that you're unique.
Right.
And depending on what you choose to believe or who you believe as to be a creator, but God created only one of you. You know what I mean? I will never get a chance to talk to you at that moment in time ever again. This time right now is now past.
Yeah.
So that's just how I think of things.
No, I agree. Like, bottom line, have some empathy. Realize your actions when you're speaking with someone or engaging with someone. And in the event that you are, quote unquote, caught in the wrong, don't be so defensive about it.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of people, and I get that way too. I absolutely do. You know, and now I'm trying to get in a better habit of taking a step back and be like, oh shit, that's my bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% my bad, you know, and it forces you to put yourself in a vulnerable position because you have to admit your wrongdoings. Mm-hmm. And that exposes you in a way, and it's uncomfortable, but you're not going to better yourself unless you face that uncomfortable situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just like the cliche saying, get comfortable with being uncomfortable if you're expecting to grow.
Absolutely. You have to, you know, I get, who's that that speaker? He's all over the place. Gary Vaynerchuk or whatever, how you pronounce his name. But yeah, one of the things that he talks about a lot is how like failure is like one of the best things that can ever happen to you, you know.
Absolutely.
And I would add to that, and I'm not familiar with like its entire body of work or whatever, but I would say loss is one of the important things that can happen to you. But yeah, I mean, you know, and being vulnerable too is definitely one of the most things, because, you know, that's the whole thing about millennials, is that our parents don't condition, and technically we're out of the, or maybe no, you're in.
No,
it's, I'm 83.
It's day set. Apparently, the definition I saw recently was 81.
Oh, okay.
So you're a fucking millennial tool, too. All
right,
tool.
Well, yes, a millennial tool.
Yeah. Well, I'm a millennial. You're a millennial. Damn it.
Right.
Dragging you down with me.
Well, be that as it may, one of the things is that our parents conditioned us to not, they don't want us to experience loss, you know?
Right.
So you see the whole uprising of something we talked about earlier in an episode. What's it called?
Participation
trophies.
Nah.
That's one of the worst things you can do to a kid.
Yep.
I mean, we're not going to rehash that. Check us out in the archive.
Right.
But that's one of the worst things you can do with a kid.
Yeah.
You know, because you suck.
Yeah, right. But again, figure out why. Take accountability for yourself as to why you're in that position. And if you really want to do something about it, then do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously that's easier said than done. But you know what I mean? It's all part of growth. It's all part of realizing what you want to happen, what you don't want to happen, or like what your goals really are and how much things mean to you, you know, priority wise and all that other stuff.
Right.
That's my rant.
Yes. One of the things that we're definitely too old for, and we've all been guilty of doing it, but sometimes we make commitments to do things. Don't emphasize on the word commitment, Sarah.
I say, you want me to start sweating?
But sometimes we say that we're going to do things that we just simply don't intend to do, or we just don't want to do. And we don't know how to tell those people that we committed to. Flaking is something that we're too old for. We've done it. We've all done it in our adulthoods. But just understand there's always two sides of the flaking, you know.
Yeah.
I've said before, and I know I'm getting kind of preachy on this episode, but these are, you know.
No, we're just things, talking, man. Yeah. We're talking stuff.
But basically, to some people, their word is really important. If I say I'm going to do something, my intention is to do it. And if I can't do it, I'm going to, you know, I'm definitely going to tell you what's going on. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, and I think of this whole topic as it pertains to dating. Now, I've been out of the casual dating scene for about 6 years.
Yes.
Now. But one of the things that used to bother me, and it took me a while to actually get to this place, but I would be dating a girl, right? And I'm like, hey, you know, like, so let's go out and do this and do that or whatever, you know. And they're like, yeah. So they'll commit to doing it. Then you hit them up either close this day of or at least closer to.
Yeah.
And say, hey, so are we still good to meet up today, or are we still good to meet up tomorrow? I was like, oh, yeah. I have this thing that I forgot that I have to do. Or,
yeah.
Or, oh, yeah, my mom said that she might need me for something. So I don't know. I'll see if I have some time to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the old me would be like, oh man, well, this girl's so cute and pretty and attractive, man. I would love to have another opportunity to do it, you know? So I would just eat that shit up. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
And in some instances, because it's happened more than once, but some instances, I would never see that person again. It's, you know, because they didn't know how to tell me that they weren't interested in doing it. And I get to a certain extent, okay, I have to understand that I don't know their struggle. I don't know what they're going through or whatever, but at least be honest.
Yeah.
We're adults, right? We can have an honest conversation. I'm okay with the truth. And if the truth is, you know what? I can't make you a priority in my day.
Yeah.
I will take that. And then I'll decide what to do. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, that's cool. I'll tell you what.
It's honest.
Right. Hit me up when you have some time.
That, yeah. You know? And honestly, like, it's something that I've kind of, I wouldn't say I have fallen victim to, but yeah, I mean, I'm definitely guilty of it. But it's like you said, it's about trying to have an honest conversation with yourself and the person that you're committing your time to. It's like, look, it's just not there.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's just not there.
Yeah.
Time, whatever, effort, whatever you want to call it. Like, I can't do that right now. But it's something that we're too old for.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, being an adult, you know, and that's what it is. So I also kind of know what it's like to be younger and then date older women. But the one thing that I can appreciate about that is that, like, they definitely know what they want and mm-hmm. they're going to go after what they yep. want, and they don't have time to be playing around. You know what nope. I mean? Hey, so do you like they might come off as aggressive or whatever, but it's because how many times have they gone through that? You right. know what I mean?
And that's the thing, too, that here's something new. It irritates me and grinds my gears, but that doesn't necessarily make them aggressive. It's just like, no, this is what I want.
This is
why
what I
is
want.
That? Why can't this be okay? This is what I want. Why mm-hmm. do I have to be first seen as aggressive, you know, just because I'm letting you know very honestly this is what I want?
Yeah, we're too old for that.
Yeah, definitely too old for that.
You know, time is the most important thing. You'll never get time back. You see a bad movie, you'll never get that 2 to 2.5 hours back.
Yeah,
so just think of it that way. You want to spend time with somebody, you want to invest it on getting to know somebody else,
do it.
Keep it. Yeah, not to say that I've never been guilty of
right.
doing that, you know,
but now we're in a phase in our lives where we're too old for it.
Mm-hmm. We understand both sides. So that's our mini list of things that we're too old for. What are some of your things that you feel that you're too old for? Reach out to us on Twitter at @_BTW podcast, on Instagram at @BTW podcast, even on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thebeautifultrainwreck, all one word. We want to hear from you guys because I know there's an extensive list of things yeah. that you guys are just way too old for, and you're so over it, and like, oh, I'm so over this, oh, I can't do that anymore. So
yeah, and it's always funny, especially talking to like people who I work with, coworkers and everything, that are significantly younger than me, be it you know, they're in their mid-20s or early 20s, like, oh god, I'm so over this. I'm like, whew, man.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's not always gonna go away that easily.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So
embrace your 20s.
Yeah. Oh God.
Please embrace your 20s for me too, because yeah. I have no more 20s back.
Stay there yeah. as long as you can.
Yes. Well, this has been the beautiful train wreck. It's been a pleasure being able to talk to you for this past hour or so,
yeah.
which this is probably the shortest episode we've ever had.
Has it?
No,
really?
But it's pretty
hey,
short.
Hey, we're trying to be efficient, man.
Yeah.
We're
trying to be a little bit more efficient. So definitely be sure to check us out on social media. Continue to listen to us on all of our outlets.
Yep.
Yes.
Who are out this bitch. But yes. Nah, thank you guys for listening again. I believe we got many more things to talk about. So keep listening for new things. And yeah, we'll holler at y'all soon.
Stay black.
Bye.